Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Shah. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about a tweet of mine that was very impulsive.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
Not in a bad way. And I'm tweeting a little bit more than I was over the last few months. And the tweet said, dare to be different in all that you do for your future happiness. And Stelly, it must have like struck a nerve or did something because we're talking about it today and Stelly suggested it. So yeah, it's about being different and daring to be different. So how did you take it? What did you think?
Well, the first thing I thought was, what prompted this? That's my, like, when I see a tweet of this nature, especially with somebody that I know like you, I'm like, huh, I'm curious what, typically I would assume it's a conversation that inspires this with you, but who knows? It could be a million different things. But the first thing that it made was make me go, huh, this is interesting. I wonder if there's a backstory or if there's a thought or a conversation that made Heaton wanna send this message out to people.
Yes.
Like, what prompted this?
Yeah, so there's no like exciting story or conversation. So you know, like some of the tweets definitely are part of a conversation. I think this one was just like, I was just thinking about it. And I was thinking about what makes people exceptional and what causes like them to achieve things, basically. And I think one of the factors that if you start looking at a bunch of patterns of like people that have achieved exceptional stuff, whether in business or personally, is they were different. They were different. Something was different. They did something different. And in that process, you know, thinking about that, I just came to this sort of thought, you know, and I wanted to sort of inspire myself, but also others that, hey, it's okay to be different. And I think it comes with happiness too, because if you're not different, you're likely conforming to whatever, you know, society's expectations are or your own expectations are, based on society and other people, of what you should be.
So one of the reasons that I love this tweet is in the details, right? And so let's break them down one by one, because it's two statements, basically, right there. I mean, it's one statement, but it's like two sentences, so it's broken in two parts. The first one, the thing that I found interesting in my mind, the thing that stood out was the choice of the very first word, which was dare. Right? You didn't say aim to be different or be different in all that you do, aim to be different in all that you do. You should be different in all that. It wasn't should, it wasn't, you know, try, it wasn't, you know, hope, it was dare. And to me, there's an important golden nugget of wisdom in that being different, you know, takes daring, right? It takes courage, you know? It's not something that doesn't come without risk. And I don't think that people always understand this, or I don't think we intrinsically understand this. I think we all understand, we all get that it's attractive to be unique and different. But I think the reason why so few of us maybe fully live their true unique self is because it's very risky to do so. And in the moment, you don't know if it's going to pay out. And the risk could come in humiliation, the risk could come in failure, the risk could come in shame, but you need to be, to exert some level of courage to dare to be different. Did you think that, or did you just write it? And, you know, sometimes you can just like analyze things after the fact, but that kind of stood out to me. I love that you use the word daring to be different versus aiming to be different, trying to be different, or anything else?
Yeah, I think that's on purpose. And the reason I use that word on purpose is because I really feel like people just don't do this. They don't try to be different. They don't make an attempt. And dare is the word, because you're going, if different essentially means that you're going against something. You're going against what's normal or what's expected. Different means like, whatever your behavior is, your actions are, your thought processes are, whether you're writing something, you know, different and crazy or a different take. Like, for example, right now the coronavirus is going on. What if you had a different take on it and you just didn't want to write it because you know, you're not, I don't know, you're not thinking about it like that. You're not, you're just like, oh, all these people are saying their opinion. I actually have a different opinion, and you don't share it. So I think the word dare is important, because to be different, you have to dare to be different. And if you aren't able to do that, you know, it's like a disservice to yourself and other people. I think that the bar is pretty high in terms of like being normal. Like the bar to normal is actually high. What I mean by that is like there's a lot of risk when you're normal, a lot less, I would say more risk when you're, what I'm trying to say is like normal is normal, different is different. Impact the world the most, tend to thought differently about it. And you know, you think Apple and their whole thing for a while was like think different things. And it's the way I'd say it if I were talking to somebody and I thought they had a different take on something like that.
Let's look at the second statement, which is, well, the second part of the tweet, and then we'll wrap this up. So the second part of what you wrote was not, you didn't write dare to be different in all that you do for your happiness. You wrote for your future happiness. Again, my interpretation, I'm curious to hear what you actually thought. But the reason I really liked that and that stood out to me was that being different in the moment oftentimes is not going to pay immediate or short-term returns. You're not going to instantly know that you being your full self or your authentic self or your differentiated self is good or will be rewarded or will feel satisfying. When you do it, when you differentiate yourself, when you act differently or think differently or speak differently from most, in the moment, I think is where you carry most of the risk. But in the future is where all the reward lies of differentiating yourself, right? So I really like that it wasn't just dare to be different in all that you do for your happiness, but for your future happiness. Am I onto something? Why did you choose to write for your future happiness?
Because I don't think being different will necessarily make you happy in the short run. Mm. I think it makes you happy in the long run. And the reason is it takes so much effort for most people to share an opinion or a thought or anything that they feel like is different from what other people are saying or doing right now. And when you do it, it might not feel great in the beginning because you're risking something. You're risking putting yourself out there. So it's a dare. And I would say that it's really for your future happiness, not necessarily your present happiness. Because when you propose something different or you are being different, it's very likely that there will be people who disagree or there will be people who look at it and, you know, you could imagine them thinking you're weird or thinking, you know, you are not conforming. And so there tends to be a reaction to that from other people. And that reaction can make you kind of not necessarily happiest early on in the process. But over time, like by being different and sharing your thoughts that might be different, you tend to have this, you learn this ability to express yourself. And I think a lot of human sort of interaction and life is really about being able to express yourself, feeling comfortable enough, not just with others, but with yourself. And that ultimately leads to happiness because you're essentially not hiding behind everybody else.
I love it. All right. I think that we could turn this into a segment of like, maybe we'll call this putting Heaton's tweets on a couch. Like put that tweet on a couch.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no.
I like that. All right. So if you're following Heaton, good. If not, then that should be the very next thing you do is open the Twitter app and go to @HNShaw and start following him. He's a phenomenal Twitter follow. And if he ever tweets anything that's super wise, insightful, or puzzling to you,